Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. On the show this time, I'd like to welcome Lydia Massad. Lydia is the founder and president of Our Giving Table, and also with us is Jerry Kenny. Jerry is the owner of 7 Papa Murphy's locations. Hey there, guys. Welcome to Let's Talk Portland.
Thank you.
Good morning, Gary.
Well, you know, it always seems like this time of year I get to talk to you too, which is always really fun because this time of year, Papa Murphy's is doing a big fundraiser for Our Giving Table. And we're going to talk about that. But first, let's talk to Lydia and find out what Our Giving Table is.
Thank you very much. My 501c3 is called Feeding Kids in Our Backyard. And our initiative is Our Giving Table, which is taking care of the overall well-being of a child in poverty and foster care, starting with nutrition. But we expanded the mission, and now we try to take care of the overall well-being of a child, providing hygiene, education, and helping the child move forward to have a more successful life in the future.
And how do you go about that? What do you do?
So I work with DHS offices all over the state of Oregon, ensuring that kids get proper nutrition. And then I also work with schools all throughout the school year, school counselors and PTOs and PTAs, in order to get the food to kids to have over the weekend when they have nothing else to eat. During the summer break, I still work with some of the counselors at the schools for kids who really are in extreme poverty and look to the school for help. We've also set up in different schools food banks. So especially kids who are in high school, they often live on their own or couch surfers. So we try to set up food banks in different high schools in order for these kids to be able to pick and choose things that they can take home and make for themselves.
Yeah, it's just about summer. Schools letting out, many of the schools let out this week. And summer is a kind of a tough time for kids who are in need, isn't it?
Yes, it is a very tough time. And with everything being so expensive and budget cuts everywhere, we are just hoping that many of the schools that we help do not get rid of their summer lunch program, where kids can come out 2 to 3 days a week and pick up a lunch at least to take home with them. I've also worked with the counselors and provided gift cards, food gift cards to families so that they can sustain through the summer. And that always is very helpful.
Lydia, when did you start this nonprofit?
I started the feeding process in 2016, and Feeding Kids in Our Backyard became an official 501c3 in 2017.
And why did you start it?
You know, I started it because I am born and raised here. I went to David Douglas High School, and I never realized in this time in my life how much hunger there is in our community. I've sat on many nonprofit boards. I've always done volunteer work since I was at David Douglas. And I went to University of Oregon. I did volunteer work there. But not until my kids were in school did I realize that hunger is such a prevalent problem in Oregon. We have over 200,000 hungry kids. They sleep hungry. They wake up hungry. They're not learning. They're not thriving. So I thought, how can we break the cycle of poverty and hunger if I don't start making meals? Yes, would I love this to be all around the state and feed every single child, yes, that would be wonderful. But that's not realistic. I do have a lot of partnerships, and that helps. But my biggest partnership and biggest help has been Papa Murphy's, because then we are all over the state feeding kids pizzas. And who doesn't love pizza?
Yeah.
So that's why I started this, is really to try to somehow eliminate a child from being hungry when they go to bed, so that when they wake up, they can go to school and learn, and their brains can thrive, and in every way, physically and mentally.
It's definitely hard for a child to learn when they're hungry as well.
Oh, yes. It's hard for anybody to function when they're hungry. And we know then the brain is not growing and developing. That's why my primary focus has always been the younger kids, elementary school age to middle school age, because that's when your brain has the most development and is really needing to absorb and learn. So this, again, with Papa Murphy's has been such a wonderful partnership, because it helps us to be able to get to those outskirts instead of just sending, you know, Amazon fresh food. It really helps to be in Eastern Oregon and Southern Oregon and all the coast. And these families and kids just bloom and blossom when they know they're getting a pizza. I get emails every month. When are we going to do the pizza drive? When is Papa Murphy's going to give us pizzas? And I just have to say, the owners are so wonderful. I reach out and they give extra. They're always, always helping. So, please remember, when you are buying a Papa Murphy's pizza, you are helping kids all around the state of Oregon and Southwest Washington.
We're talking today with Lydia Massad, founder and president of Our Giving Table. And let's bring in Jerry Kenny one more time. Jerry is the owner of 7 Papa Murphy's locations. Jerry,
yeah.
You guys do such amazing work by helping out Our Giving Table. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Gary, thanks. A lot of people don't realize that Papa Murphy's roots started here in the Portland market. Our national headquarters are in Southwest Washington. There's 1,100 stores throughout the country, and we have 84 stores in this greater Portland television market with 30 different franchise owners. And these are family-owned businesses, franchisees like myself, been in business for a long time, and we're all active in our local communities, trying, just being part of the community, helping out where we can. And a few years ago, our group of owners got together, and we were trying to figure out if there's something that we could do on a bigger scale together as a group. And we found Lydia, were introduced, and they have a great need. And we started out because we're in the food business, and we could give food. That's what we do. So we started donating pizzas. It's been well received. We've been doing that for quite some time. And then sometimes during the year, we'll start a fundraising drive at our stores, which we started now. It started June 2nd. It's going to run through the end of the month, through the 30th. And what we're asking is our regular customers, when they come in, we're asking them to make a donation to our giving table, $1, $5, $10, whatever they donate. And as Papa Murphy's owners, we will match their donation. And in addition to that, if someone donates $10, we will give them a certificate that's good for a free pizza on their next visit, which is worth more than $10. So hopefully it'll be a win-win for the customers and a win-win for our giving table.
That's an amazing deal. I think I've got $10.
Yeah. So your $10, you're going to buy your pizza. You're coming in to visit us anyway.
Right.
And you're going to come back. So when you might as well give us $10 for our giving table that we match. And then you get a certificate that's worth more than $10 for your next visit. So we think it's a win-win deal.
Now, is this happening at all 84 Papa Murphy's locations?
Yes, all of them. All of our stores. All of the owners are participating.
That's so awesome. How much money do you expect to raise?
Well, it's different from year to year, but we match it. So usually, Lydia, what did we match last year?
We have raised anywhere with the match from 17,000 up to 24,000. I think the first year was at the 24,000 mark, but up to that. And it is at such a good time that we have this. We have this in June, and it's over at the end of June. By the time I get the funds, it's the best time of year for me because it's back to school. And that's when I really need to ramp up. And so I can't thank Papa Murphy's enough for doing it during this time, because when we go back to school, as you know, everything's so expensive. And I'm always trying to feed more and more kids. We make about 1,700 to 1,800 meals a week. So I think this year, with inflation and the uncertainty in the economy, I think it's going to be closer to the 2,100 meals a week. Because, you know, like I said, hunger is on the rise, unfortunately. And if we can help eliminate that through this drive, I encourage everybody to go out, give their $10, you get a coupon, you get a pizza, you feed your family, and you're feeding kids all around the state and Washington as well.
It really sounds like a relatively simple thing to do. Go to Papa Murphy's like you always do, get a pizza, then you get a coupon for a pizza in the future with your $10 donation, and it all goes to our giving table, 100%, right?
Yes.
Jerry, why do you do this?
Well, I think we do it as a group of owners because we're part of the community. We want to give back to the community, and we just recognize that if you're part of something, you need to give back. And it's very easy for us to donate pizzas that Lydia and her volunteers can take out to the people in need. And it's just something, if you're part of the community, you should be participating.
How many pizzas does Papa Murphy's donate?
Oh, thousands. Yes, because it's all throughout. Each owner donates from their locations anywhere from 10 to 15 pizzas. So every week we're picking up hundreds of pizzas, and then we're giving them out weekly for 4 weeks at a time. And I do have to say, there are other times during the year that I have reached out to Papa Murphy's and said, you know, I need some gluten-free pizza dough crust, or I need pizzas for this event that these kids are having. And I've never, ever had anybody say, no, we can't do that. So they're not just giving it that twice a year. When it's needed, they are there. They're stepping up and doing their part in eliminating hunger. So let's do our part as a community and stand behind Papa Murphy's and our giving table to help these kids.
Absolutely.
Hey, Gary.
Yes.
If I could just say the other thing, in donating the pizzas, and we love doing that, and it's what we do, but we also know our giving table has other needs than just pizzas. They have transportation costs, equipment costs, refrigeration costs, and that's what this fundraiser is for, so that we can generate some cash that they need to help them deliver on their promise.
Wow. You guys just, what a partnership.
Yes, it's been such a blessing and eye-opening experience, I think, for all of us, and especially our community, to come together and work together in a partnership to try to solve these current issues that we have with hunger. And we will keep partnering with other small organizations like myself and inundating the market with pizzas, love, comfort, and supporting these kids.
You're listening to Let's Talk Portland. More coming up in just a moment.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Let's Talk Portland, and we're talking today with Lydia Massad, founder and president of Our Giving Table, and Jerry Kenny, owner of 7 Papa Murphy's locations in the Portland area. And Lydia, we hear the words food insecurity quite often. Can you explain what food insecurity is?
Yes, food insecurity is when you don't know where your next meal is coming from. When you wake up in the morning and you have maybe some bread in your refrigerator, maybe some peanut butter, maybe a gallon of milk. Going to bed hungry because you don't have a meal. That's food insecurity. And like I said, we have 200,000 kids in Oregon that suffer from food insecurity. And it's actually very shameful because we have an abundant amount of food in the United States, and especially here, but it's channeled in the wrong directions. So trying to channel the food to these kids who need it the most so they aren't starving when they wake up, so they go to school and they can actually focus and learn like our kids do, so they have a chance in the future, so their brain develops the way it should be developing, mentally and physical development. So food insecurity is hindering our next generation.
Lydia, you've been doing this work for several years now. What kind of changes have you seen with the work that you do?
You know, I've seen the vulnerability of our community and our kids. I've seen when I go into a school and kids run up to me, the food lady's here. She's going to bring us some food. It makes me happy, but it also makes me very, very sad that these kids, that's what they wait for, a meal. While other kids are waiting to go to a sporting event or waiting to, you know, get their next car or waiting to go on their family vacation in the summer, these kids are like, where am I going to get my next meal? And how or where, who is going to help me through these next few years of my life? So it's getting more and more, like I said, with the high cost of you know, food and inflation. And so, unfortunately, what I've seen is more and more hunger and more poverty because of the increase of goods. But one wonderful thing I've seen is bringing awareness. People now are aware that hunger is prevalent. People are aware in our state that this needs to be done. So I've seen also a lot of partnerships and people collaborating with Our Giving Table, with Papa Murphy's, with other organizations to help the race to get through the poverty and the hunger. So eliminating it. We are racing to eliminate hunger, and we are all working together. So that's just been a great collaboration between so many partnerships that we have, and I'm thankful for that. So yes, it's a downfall, but it's also very heartwarming to know that people are very interested in helping. When they are made aware of a bad situation, they're trying to make it better, working together.
That's good that people are really aware of it now. That's because of work that you do.
Well, I think, thank you, work that I do and work that, you know, a lot of other people do. And just raising and talking and showing and putting it out there like you're doing for us, telling people this is what needs to be done and this is how you should help, because a lot of people want to help, they just don't know how.
Yeah. So Lydia, what kind of issues do children and teens experience because of food insecurity?
Well, first of all, being on a sports team. So when you're hungry, all you concentrate on is really, where am I going to get my next meal? So they're not out, you know, kicking a soccer ball, because everybody knows when you're hungry, you can't think. So how are you going to be physically active? It makes them lethargic. A lot of kids, they think they have ADHD or ADD, but really they're just hungry. So they're being misdiagnosed. This is now very, very relevant, because teachers and counselors and doctors are like, wow, it's not they have ADHD. They're actually really hungry. And once kids have been given a meal, they show the progress that they make mentally and physically, and especially in education when it comes to concentrating. So, you know, hunger, it defeats every physical aspect of growing for a child. So that's what we need to do, is make sure that they eat so that they can keep growing and thriving.
And our giving table really focuses on nutritional food too, right?
Yes. Very much on nutritional food, the kind of foods that we eat. You know, everything I get is all natural and organic. The meats, the chicken, rice bowls with organic meats on top. Really try to concentrate on protein, good fats, avocados, lots of fruits and vegetables, no high corn fructose syrup. And you know what's so great is when I go to give a child a meal and you give them a blueberries or bananas and an apple, people are like, oh, kids don't like fruit. They actually love fruit, but they've just never been introduced to it because it's so expensive, right? So people will go, aren't going to buy a pound of blueberries or, you know, for $7.99, but they'll buy 24 chocolate chip cookies for $7.99 because there's so much more there.
Yeah.
But when you give a child a choice, which I've given them many choices, they always pick the fruit or the carrot or a crunchy cucumber over a sugary cookie or, you know, Pop-Tart.
A whole new experience for them.
Yes.
Lydia, where does all this food come from that you donate?
You know, we have a restaurant, so I source all of the food through our restaurant. I get a lot of donations and I use the donation money to source food. I don't take food donations unless it's something closed, because unfortunately I've had bad experiences with people trying to give me food donations that are expired, especially meats, vegetables, potatoes that have been sitting for a while. So now, for my food pantries, I will take box donations that have a long shelf life, and, you know, peanut butter, things like that. I always am very happy to take as a donation, but I source all of the organic meats and vegetables and fruits. I work with a lot of farms here in Oregon, so this time of year is great because a lot of the farms and are so happy to give items, you know, beets and lettuce and all sorts of items that they have extra of. And they always give me really great deals.
That's awesome. And this time of year, it's the annual fundraiser you do with Papa Murphy's. Let's bring in Jerry Kinney one more time. Jerry, what's going on with Papa Murphy's? Tell me how I can help out just by coming to your pizza shop.
Well, Gary, that's the good question, because people come into our pizza shop every day. My stores will sell, you know, 1,000 pizzas a week. That's, you know, 1,000 customers coming in, and all of those people coming in would like to ask them if they could make a donation to our giving table that we will certainly match. We're asking someone to do is go online, go to papamurphys.com, order their pizza. They can make the donation right there online, or they can make it when they come in. If for some reason, if someone, God forbid, someone who doesn't eat pizza,
what?
they could still make a donation going to feedingourkidsinourbackyard.com directly to our giving table.
I challenge you to find somebody who doesn't eat pizza.
Exactly. Especially because they have gluten-free pizza crust too. So The great thing about Papa Murphy's is they have a lot of dietary, people who have dietary restrictions can eat a Papa Murphy's pizza because they have a lot of organic and really great natural products for those people who are intolerant. So anybody can eat a pizza.
Yeah.
And Gary, you probably know this, at Papa Murphy's, we make our dough fresh every day in our stores. We shred our cheese fresh every day in our stores. We prep all of our vegetables fresh every day in our stores. So it's just the freshest, best pizza you could possibly get.
Yeah. I'm literally, Papa Murphy's is my favorite pizza. I think I speak for a lot of people.
Thank you.
It's the best. So we have about a minute left. Lydia, what does it mean to you and our giving table that Papa Murphy's helps you out in this way?
Like I said, it's been such a wonderful partnership. They're in the food business. We're in the food business. We work together to eliminate poverty and help feed kids. And it's been such a wonderful partnership, and especially because we're local. Remember, all of these owners are local. OGT is local throughout Oregon and Southwest Washington. So it all stays here. It's going to kids right in your neighborhood. The money goes to OGT, and it goes to feed kids in your neighborhood all throughout the state. And you're helping foster kids. I mean, who doesn't want to help a child who's already been dealt a really difficult life? So it's been wonderful. We've been working together, and it's really, really making a difference in so many lives.
That's so fantastic. And Jerry, this fundraiser is going through the end of June. Is that right?
Yes, through June 30th. At all the Papa Murphy's, all the 84 Papa Murphy's locations.
Well, it's a perfect time to get your family together, go get a pizza, make a donation, and get a free pizza on your next return, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Excellent. You guys always do such great work, and I really thank you for being on the show this time.
Thank you. We appreciate you very much. Thanks, Jerry and Gary.
Yeah, and again, Gary, thanks for helping us get the message out.
Certainly. We've been talking today with Lydia Massaud, founder and president of Our Giving Table, and Jerry Kenny, owner of Papa Murphy's locations. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right,
have
thank
a good
you,
summer.
If you'd like to hear this interview again, just search for Let's Talk Portland on the Odyssey app. Let's Talk Portland is an Odyssey Portland public affairs program.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.